Former Secretary of State James Baker just returned from a trip to key Gulf states. Administration officials say his brief tour added momentum to a major U.S. initiative, international debt relief for Iraq. Iraq owes an estimated $120 billion, more than a third of that, to the Arab world. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Bush administration officials say Baker had productive meetings in four Gulf states. The United Arab Emirates and Qatar announced they're willing to write off most, if not all, of Iraq's debt. Kuwait and Saudi Arabia agreed to write off some, but gave no figures. State Department spokesman Adam Arely says the main outcome of Baker's trip is that all countries recognize the need for debt relief.
They all agreed on that debt reduction should be substantial and should occur in 2004. And they all committed to initiating negotiations promptly.
Baker's trip to the Gulf was more difficult than to Europe and Asia. Saudi Arabia made clear it's willing to negotiate debt relief for Iraq only after a new internationally recognized government is in place. Adid Dawisha, a professor at Miami University of Ohio, says Iraq's neighbors may use the debt issue as leverage to make sure a united and friendly Iraq emerges.
These countries don't really need the money that Iraq owes them. My feeling is that they are using it as a political instrument, a political ploy to see that the right government takes over, a government that publicly says that it has absolutely no hostile intentions towards the Gulf states, and then that government would be rewarded by withdrawing the debt.
The debt dates back to the 1980s when Gulf states supported Iraq in its war with Iran. Dawisha says Iraq always argued it shouldn't have to pay them back.
This was the argument, that the money that the Saudis and the Kuwaitis and Qataris and so on gave to Iraq were supposedly gifts because the Iraqis, according to Saddam Hussein, of course, according to the Iraqis, because they were fighting the war on behalf of the Gulf.
In addition to the Iran-Iraq war debt, Iraq owes Kuwait billions of dollars in war reparations from the 1990 Gulf War, and Kuwaiti politicians have shown no interest in discussing that. Rick Barton of the Center for Strategic and International Studies says James Baker should be pressing much harder on this point and reminding Kuwait that it has benefited from the U.S.-led war that toppled Saddam Hussein.
When we were traveling in southern Iraq, almost all the contractors that we ran into were Kuwaitis. They were doing the work that was being paid for by the United States and the coalition partners. So there are a lot of benefits. The biggest benefit of all is that you're not going to have to worry about this ongoing expense of protecting yourself against Saddam Hussein in the future.
Barton estimates that Iraq can afford only a $30 billion debt, including war reparations. He brushed aside those who expect Iraq to repay more than that.
This should be like a bankruptcy, and in the United States, a bankruptcy, you're lucky if you get a penny or 5 cents on the dollar. And none of these people expected to get any money out of Saddam Hussein. They hadn't been paid for 20 years. It's time to face the music.
He said he'd call James Baker's mission a success only if Iraq's debt can be brought down to $30 billion and if countries agree to a moratorium on payments until Iraq's oil sector is revived. U.S. officials have been tight-lipped about the actual pledges Baker has been getting and acknowledge much more detailed work remains to be done to ease Iraq's crushing debt burden. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.